All of our rivers under the Water Framework Directive, the European Directive, are given a particular status. So that ranges from poor to very good. Some of them are quite good and some range right the way down to moderate and poor. So there's a whole range of different factors which affect our water quality. And each of our river catchments had different pressures across the areas. So we looked at different mitigations there. So what we tried to do was work and see how in each area, what the problem was, whether it was nutrients coming into the rivers, whether it was maybe a livestock which is encroaching onto the riverbanks and introducing silt into the rivers. In the Fyn catchment, for example, there's a problem with some of the sheep dip, the spent sheep dip or forestry operations. So we looked at how we could work and mitigate some of the pressures on the rivers there. So we looked at things like working with stabilising banks, introducing fencing schemes which would keep livestock out of the rivers, mm-hmm. combined with working with landowners to look at offline drinking solutions for livestock. We looked at doing in-stream works which would improve the rivers for salmon stocks and for reds for the salmon and different fish stocks. We looked at riparian buffer zones which would help protect against the pollutions coming into the rivers. We looked at tree planting measures as well. And lots of different solutions like that, which would help to not only improve the rivers now, but again, it's a longer-term process. Yeah.